I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm
hustling. BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punches?
I was hitting him with body punches and I heard him, actually he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew he was cuffing and taking those punches.
Dollar Deep and Offrey Productions.
Making women gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. This evening, late evening show, we're coming at you at almost 8:20 Eastern, 5:20 Pacific Standard Time. A little bit late as our Border Wars show ran over, Not what we wanted to happen, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. That being said, if you haven't already caught that episode, make sure you catch it on the playback. It's on iTunes and on Patreon already. And you can catch it with no ads whatsoever on Patreon if you want it. It's also going to be on Spotify here in a bit. But the big news is that CYP and Keem the Dream in Florida have agreed to fight. Everything's a go. I do have to have a conversation with him because as soon as I ended that show, I had the initial conversation with Arizona and Tucson to see what it is that we do. That being said, check out that episode, man. We got a jam-packed card that we're planning to bring to you and, a lot to talk about. Today, though, we have a real jam-packed card. Instead of Matchroom, we need to start calling them, Well, I guess you can call a match room, right? Because they're matching everybody up and there is no room on that card. You know what I mean? Shout out to Boots, Eddie, for turning around this failed purse bid. Still getting this fight in Jerron Boots Ennis's hometown and really stacking it, properly stacking it. You know, let me just screen share here. What we got is on November 9th, you'll get Boots and Bam on the card. So it's going to be Boots taking on Karen, Chuzadazian in the rematch for the IBF belt. And then you're going to get, hold on one moment. Let me just make sure Discord is copy. Oh, nothing yet? Okay, let me restart then. All right. So, and let me get a thumbs up on X Spaces if everything is working there. Anybody? Robert, I see AB, Cozart, let me get a little cool thumbs up to let me know that you copy me. Let me know here on X Spaces. Let me know on X Spaces if you copy. And I just restarted on Discord. How's the sound check now before I move on? All righty then. So, moving back on to the card, we have Boots versus Karen Chuzadazian taking on Boots Ennis for the IBF mandatory belt. On the undercard, you got the return of Jesse Bam Rodriguez taking on Pedro Guevara, I don't know. Something like that. Ray Ford is back taking on Orlando Gonzalez. Khalil Cole is back. And let me tell you, you know, let's start over. Okay, cool. They're bringing Bam. Bam is from San Antonio. I don't know. We'll see. Does he bring out the Mexicans in the Philadelphia area? But Boots being from Philly, Ray Ford being from right there in that Camden, New Jersey, Philadelphia area. Then you got Khalil Cole, New Jersey. You know, now, you know, Ammo Williams is Houston. Tito Mercado obviously is, you know, Ontario, California. Zaquan Moses, Houston, maybe North, maybe. But, you know, I think that they put enough East Coasters with Boots, Ford, Cole, you know, to sell some tickets. But you got Ray Ford coming back. Khalil Cole taking on Manuel Gallegos. We got matchroom debut of Ernesto Tito Mercado. We got, obviously, the return of Ammo Williams. And the pro debut of Zaquan Moses. This is Shakur Stevenson's nephew. He is a good fighter. He beat Kermel Moten in one of the finals or, you know, one of the big major fights. We did a live fight chat for it. That's how big it was, that amateur fight. You know, I think it was the qualifier to the Olympics or something like that. So, you know, he's turning pro. I think this is big and significant because, you know, Shakur had a certain upbringing on Top Rank and he's choosing to put that, you know, his nephew's or cousin's career in the hands of Matchroom, even though he had that experience with Top Rank. And, you know, we all claim the Top Rank has good development. So just interesting to see, you know, that they're bringing Zaquan over. So this is your full undercard, worthy undercard. Hopefully this fight is free and they're not going to, you know, last minute make it a pay-per-view. Because that it shouldn't be. I don't even know who Guevara. I don't know. I don't know who Bam opponent is, you know. But, hey, still a fantastic card nonetheless because it feels like one of those tank cards where you got big names on the A side. You know, I'm happy and excited for Mercado. He gets his debut on Matchroom and gets to show how good he is. And hopefully, you know, he exceeds expectations so he can get, you know, a cutting of the line with some of these other big names. I would have loved to see him in there with a Montana Love, but who knows who they're going to put him in there with because they didn't announce an opponent as of yet. But this is what we're talking about. If you're interested, if you care about actual boxing that's announced and not, you know, things that we have to debate about and whether this guy's going to take that fight. No, Boots is back November 9th. That's been his date for some time now. It was just a matter of who he was going to fight. Things didn't work out with Brian Norman. Brian Norman is now going to be fighting Derek Cuevas, and Boots is going to be fighting Karen Chuzadakian again. So maybe they can meet in the future after this fight. And maybe they both get good performances to further build that fight, you know. Especially for a guy like Norman, who doesn't have the hype of Boots, you know, it would be good for him to certainly knock out his foe. But this is what we're talking about. The full undercard has been announced for Jerome Boots Ennis, the new star over at Matchroom Boxing. At least the new U.S. star for sure. Now, you can't count Shakur out. Obviously, they signed Shakur as well. But Boots is one of Matchroom USA stars in the making. And I expect that this fight will sell very well the way that his last one did. Not based off the last one, but based off who's on this card. You know, the fact that they're bringing down Khalil Cole, who's right there in New Jersey. You know, his fan base can travel. Zaquan Moses, another New Jersey native, his fan base can travel. You know, Ray Ford, another New Jersey native, his fan base can travel. And we're talking about an hour or less, depending which New Jersey native we're discussing. Then you got Boots, who is the hometown draw, the ticket seller. He did 14,000 last time out. So it's a good card, man. Decent. You know, again, the B-sides, we don't really know like that. It feels like the Tank Hector card all over again. So, you know, we'll see. Sorry about that. Got a text from Stainless, Stein Note, asking about that good old-fashioned Border Wars. But this is what we're talking about, man. Phone lines are open in about 1 minute and 12 seconds if you want to call in on your cell phone or your landline. And if you just want to rock out on Discord, that is available. And so is X Spaces. If you're on X Spaces, go ahead and give us a repost so we could get some more real boxing fans. They don't know we're rocking out. This is our third show of the day. If you haven't caught our morning show, check it out. If you haven't caught our Border Wars show, check it out. Because, you know, we're rocking and rolling. We're going to have another USA Boxing Amateur event this month. It's looking like December 14th or the 21st. Just got off, you know, a small meeting with Arizona. December 14th, looking like a good, strong possibility. We got Jersey Bob. What up? Jersey Bob. All right, we're going to try Joe Pilot.
Yo, you hear me?
Loud and clear.
You know, Matchroom doing his thing, man. You know, great card. I don't know, but these East Coast Mexicans is different from the West Coast Mexicans and Midwest Mexicans. So let's see if Bam can bring them out, you know. But, you know, regardless, I think Boots is going to bring out, you know, is going to fill out the arena regardless, you know. Let's see what's good with Zaquin Moses, you know. See if he's see how he looks in his pro debut, you know. Like the goods, but amateurs and pros is two different ball games. Tito, man, I'm really excited to see Tito at this level cuz you know, for the most part, except my boy Boo Boo, you know, Eddie can get people to big fights for the most part, you know. He can get you to fights, you know. Berlanga got the Canelo fight. You know, he got Haney, you know, he elevated Haney's profile to get the mother fights that he was able to get. You know, sure, it was across the street, but, you know, Eddie helped him. But, yeah, man, it's definitely exciting. Let's see if Khalil Cole can keep going up that 175 ladder. You know, 175 is a thin division, so, you know, he can definitely, if he makes the right strides, he can definitely get in position for when maybe if Beterbiev wins, he probably vacates the belts. And if Bivol wins, he probably is going to start dropping them just because of the sanctioning fees is just too much. He'll probably just keep one belt or a couple. But, yeah, and the step challenge ended on the Pacers app. It ended, I think, yesterday. You know, for everybody that was back there, there's a lot of people in the community that was, you know, getting motivated by others because sometimes you see other people grinding and it makes you grind, you know, a little bit more. So that the step app was, the Pacers app was good for the community.
Nah, we're going to restart it. Let me try to do that now.
Oh, yeah. And Drew, I know you listening, Drew. Pay people their money. Stop doing this, bro. Why do people keep making bets and then not pay them and run off, bro? Like, it shows a lot about your character, bro. Stop doing that. People you don't need to do fake bets to make friends, bro. You don't need to do that. Like, why do you put this Puerto Rican bounty up? And from the beginning, it was a dumb bounty because all the fights were Puerto Ricans fighting each other. So what sense does that make? Then you make these bets, and then you just go dark on Twitter. Then you're hearing the show, and then you reactivate it. Drew, stop doing that. Pay your bets, bro. I know you do Uber, bro. That's about a day or a day and a half of work. Pay these people they bet, bro. Why are you making bets if you're not going to pay them, bro? You're always bashing PBC about funny with the money, but you the funniest one with the money. You out here ran off for $300, bro.
Damn, it was $300 bet? Y'all wilding, bro.
Bro, he ran off, and then he's talking about PBC's funny with the money. This promoter's funny with the – you the funniest nigga with the money. You funny. $300, bro. And I know you listening, bro. Like, it's crazy. And Drew was a, you know, he was a contributor to the show. He was calling every day, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like when people do
that's
that,
why
it's
I
just
tell
like,
y'all, stop betting, man, because I lose community members over these dumbass bets. Stop betting, because people don't like honoring they bet, and then they get embarrassed to come back because they don't want to bet, or they don't want to pay, whatever the case may be.
But it's just crazy. He's the one that started that. No one forced him to do that.
That's why I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt, though. I'm still thinking maybe something happened, you know.
He's on Twitter. He was dark on Twitter. He just reactivated it. If something happened, he wouldn't have time to reactivate his Twitter. He deactivated his Twitter after Border. He thought, you know what it was? He thought Border Wars was a whole bunch of trash fighters, and he thought no knockouts was going to happen. Yo, Drew, stop discrediting my fighters on Border Wars. Stop discrediting my Puerto Ricans. They get busy in the ring, bro. You thought they wasn't going to knock shit loose, and they knock shit loose. Salute to Trees. Man, pay your bets, bro. Come back. I know you got $300 in your bank account, bro. It just hurts you to pay. Like, why you do that? But, yo, but yeah, Ness, I'm out, man.
Salute, Joe Pollard. Damn, Drew, not you, Drew, not you. This is what I'm saying. I don't do these bets. And I had said it in the past. What I used to do was I would make y'all send me the money and I hold it. But that's not good for tax purposes. You know, I'm out here getting funds that I ain't even going to be using. That's not a good look. You know, so I stopped that. But y'all need to stop doing these bets with people in general because you don't know who's who. You don't know who's who and who's going to, you know, live up and honor these bets, man. Shit, wow. Two-Tone, a superstar. Don't forget to say the superstar. What it do, champ?
What it do? What it do? Happy Monday.
Must the energy.
It's cracking, man.
All good, all good.
Yeah, Drew just ran off with the bag.
They saying Drew ran off, bro. They saying Drew ran off. That's crazy, too. He was acting like he had the funds, like he got big bags.
Dang, he ran off.
That's
you
why.
Ain't no pop, Jay Reed.
I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt. He used to send King counters. He go on expensive vacations. He go to big fights. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Something happened. And he going to get with these guys. That's what I believe. I don't think he running off with a couple dollars. He don't strike. Yeah. I mean, he be sending counter punches for people. That shit just don't seem right to all of a sudden be cheapskate.
Yeah, I mean, he, like you said, he sent counters. I know he was on them steroids. Something might have happened with that, man.
The steroids caused buddy.
Yeah, so, he was so on he that Ostarine.
But, yeah, I mean, you're right. Steroids, I hear they do make you your attitude change. So he probably starts shooting up and was like, man, F these dudes. I ain't paying them nothing. man, what you think about this undercard, though? The announcement. Full announcement, man. You got Bam Rodriguez, your co-main event. I don't know who he fighting, though. Then you got Ray Ford. He back, but I don't know who he fighting, though. Khalil Cole also back. I feel like this is a rescheduled fight with Manuel Gallegos. I feel like we were supposed to get this. I'm not sure, though. But Ernesto Mercado get his Matchroom debut, so I'm happy about that. Emma Williams is back, so Matchroom ain't cut him.
I like it. I like it. Yeah,
I knew we knew Gallegos. He lost by TKO to Pacheco.
Oh, okay. I just want Bam to be the main event.
I don't know. Does Bam even, like, move the needle out there?
I mean, you got boots on the card still. You got to keep boots on the card.
But that's what I'm saying. How do you put Bam on the main event when it's Philly? Like, is he going to have roaring Mexicans? Like, I don't know. This Philly. This a boots on.
I mean,
on.
This pound for pound, Bam resume, lights years ahead of boots.
Yeah, I mean, resume matters for Hall of Fame, not when it's time to put asses in seats.
So you think Bam wouldn't put people in the seats in Philly as the main Bam?
I don't think Bam's selling 14,000 in Philly, nope.
Well, this ain't going to sell 14,000.
Why not? The last one sold 14,000 without a name. Who the fuck is Avenesian? Avenesian and Chukwudazian are both – as tough to say. They, you know, ain't nobody, I don't think any more or less coming out for Chigadazian. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the same. They coming out for Boots. He the show. I believe. I could be wrong, but I believe.
Dropping a bucket, bro. Dropping a bucket. That first time you with that beautiful woman, then that second time, you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, now, but I don't think so. He lived up, right? Like, it was a little show for his city. And think about it. When we interview people, they like, yo, people don't come out like that. Like, everybody came out for Boots. They usually divided, but they came out for Boots. So, I don't know. I think he got it. I think they got him one, you know. Danny wasn't doing it like that in Philly. I don't think he ever did it like that in Philly. B-Hop certainly ain't do it like that in Philly. You know, again, my man broke records. They saying, what was it, Hagler or some shit like that? Was it
Marvin Hagler.
They saying he was the last dude to do them type of numbers out there. So, yeah, nah, I think Boots is shown and proven that he's arrived, and it would be disrespectful to have Bam as the main. He right where he belong as the co-main. And I don't know that guy. Who is that guy he fighting? I'm going to Google him, but
I don't know.
I never heard of my man Pedro.
Bam should be headlining cards, man.
I mean, they got to build his fan base. And, like, you can't headline in the East without ever being in the East, right? Like, you got to be a major star to just headline in the East, being from Texas or the West. So I think this is an introduction, you know? Let him be seen by Boots' audience so they could see what this kid could do and potentially get behind him. I think this is a play to build his fan base in another region.
Mm.
Now, this kid that Bam is fighting is coming off of two wins, one of those being Andrew Maloney for the WBC interim flyweight title. So he strapped up Sammy here, and, you know, he going into that. Because now he got elevated to full WBC champ. So, you know, I guess he fighting either. Wait. Let me double check. Maybe Jesse was already the champ, and that's why that belt is on the line. I will check that. But if you guys want to call in, Twitter is available, known as X. And Discord is available. We got Counterpunch from Timboski.
Yo. What's good, man? Salute, Nesla. Salute, Two-Tone. What's good, man? You get me? This is an interesting topic. Salute to the community. I hope everyone's having a great start to their week. I hope everyone's family's well and healthy. You get me? Shout out to the Border Wars, the competitors. You get me? Hope to see another great, great fight card there. You know what I'm saying? So you've got some interesting bouts on that card there. But this Chukwudazian and Boots Ennis, very interesting, man. I'm one of the people that wanted to see this fight again, because Boots didn't do what he promised us as fans. He was going to knock out Chukwudazian. So not to say that I'm putting the whole wholeness on Boots, because like I said, boxing is anything can happen in the sport. It's just the fact that he didn't look good in that fight, and Chukwudazian is a very credible opponent. He done what he needed to do to get his next title shot. He beat Harry Scarf. And he had a tune-up fight. So, you know, Harry Scarf was above him in the rankings. He beat my boy Harry Scarf, and he gets his next shot at Boots Ennis. So I'm looking forward to that fight. I'm looking forward to see what Bam Rodriguez can do with Goreva. That's how you pronounce his name. But I'm very familiar with that guy from the little weights. He's never been knocked out before. You know, so he's been in some interesting bouts. Two-time champion, two-time world champion. So it's interesting to see what Bam Rodriguez can do with this guy. He is older. He is a bit... Yeah, there's a bit nailing the tooth, but he's still a solid compare. You know what I'm saying? He's a power puncher. If I'm not mistaken, he's a power puncher. He's been in there with some tough Japanese guys. You know what I'm saying to you? Teraji. He's been in there with Komosi. He's been in there with multiple guys. But so I'm looking forward to that bout to see what Bam Rodriguez can do with him. Because if Bam Rodriguez stops him, that's very impressive. He's never been stopped before. And the Mexican guys, you know, they're punching. They've got granite chins and they're tough. So I'm looking forward to that fight card. It's interesting. Because if Chukwudazian does come out on top, because you heard Tip Bayless calling and say that he's got the best footwork he's ever seen. So it's going to be an interesting bout, in my opinion. And yeah, man. Hey, Ness, man. It is what it is, man. We held Drew to a high standard of being a man of his word. You know what I'm saying to you? And to add on to that, you know, the disgruntled people back here, he owes $450. Because Tip Bayless got the knockout also. and he owed Tip Bayless 150 if Tip Bayless was to get the knockout and the win. So, you know, and I'm advocating for Tip, and you know how me and Tip butt heads like Billy Goats on this shit. So yeah, man, Drew, come back to the fucking, listen, Drew, like you said, man, this is ridiculous. Burrow CE did it. Now, Drew, you want to do it, man? Come on, Drew, man. This is ridiculous. You was talking to me about the landlord, AJ, this and that. Our boy lost. Where are you, man? Where are you? How are you on Twitter, Instagram, this and that? We want you back here so you can pay what you need to pay as a man. That's what I'm saying to you. You can talk all this, oh, thumbs up, this, that, oh, footage, this, that. But I'm a man of my word when it comes to bread, paying money. I pay my money. You messed up, you go ask them back there. I pay my money. You understand? So like I said, man, salute to the community. Hope everyone's having a great week. We're looking forward to those fights. Ness, keep giving us this boxing. Two-tone, salute to you, sir. Like you're a great addition to the show, in my opinion. I wasn't really fond of you before, but you really doing your thing. So that's salute to you guys, all your power for you.
You're the man. You're the man.
Appreciate you.
Jersey Bob, trying you again.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the building. Right now, I got four people going. I'm trying to get like 8 to 10. And my son, though, he's 24. He coming, but I'm trying to get some of his friends to come out. My buddy, he never been in a boxing match. He said he's coming. So just trying to get 8 to 10, but I think it's going to be a sellout. So we're trying to get this together. I'm trying to get this group together now so we can get these tickets. You know, we can sit together. But I believe it's going to be a sellout. Even though I live in New Jersey, I'm like an hour away from Philly. So, but yeah, Boots is, he's going to keep selling in Philly. So hopefully he keeps fighting in Philly. I mean, I know everybody goes to Las Vegas, but sometimes you just got to fight where you're going to bet that big crowd and just try to keep people coming in. So I hope he does sell out again, and then he can revisit these other fights. So, but, I mean, the matchup, he won the last fight 12-0, so I don't know how people say he struggled. But, the undercard is going to be good. So, like I said, man, I don't mind spending the money. Ray Ford, I mean, yeah, he's going to be in there, and Bam. So, like I said, we're going to be in there. I don't know. After this, can he come back to Philly? And that's my question. Or are these guys still going to be like, all right, going to Philly and overprice themselves?
I mean, we seen Jaron. I mean, not Jaron, but Norman willing to go. And I just don't think we're in that time anymore. I think people are praised now for being draws, where back in the day it was used against you. Well, and not back in the day, but in Ward's time, that people didn't like the Ward could sell in his hometown, and they called the hometown advantage. Now, if you could sell, people like that. So it is what it is. He's in the right era.
Yeah, so like I said, I hope he gets this fight. Hopefully Brian Norman wins, because there ain't no guarantee. And then maybe he can see Brian Norman in Philly. But if not, I don't know. Maybe one other champion will step up. Because like I said, the other champion, they're getting paid peanuts. So whatever Eddie's offering them, they might want to take it. I know they was trying to complain. So they turned down Eddie to make peanuts. All three of the other welterweight guys, they're making peanuts in their next fight.
I mean, I don't think Barrio's making peanuts on a Netflix card. I think he got the bag.
Like the thing, my man, he did. Like, we already talked about that fight, six, whatever, man. That's a bad fight. But I guess he's going to take that money. But we'll see. All right. Have a good night.
I feel like it's your
you
turn.
Too, champ. El Danke.
This nasty one, bro.
How you guys doing?
Chilling.
Yeah. Timbo hit the nail on the head, bro, with Pablo Guevara.
Guevara.
A really tough fighter. Really tough fighter, man. But this is more to, I want to see what kind of champion Jesse's going to be, bro. Like, what kind of performance are you going to give me after what you gave me against a fucking legend? Like, are you a Tio or are you a Canelo? Because, you know, I've heard Robert say some stuff about how Jesse doesn't really like to get up. for fighters that aren't known. Because technically, Jesse is far superior. You know, if he does what a real fucking killer is supposed to do, he should put this dude out under 8 rounds. But if he don't, bro, we're looking at a fight of the night type shit. You know? I hope it's not like Conceicao versus Vaquero, where they came in for the co-main with Shakur, and what happened? Great fight. And then those motherfuckers came and bored us. I hope Boots does not do that. Because, you know, the last fight I heard was kind of boring. I hope he comes in here and he puts out Chocodazian as well. Because I really don't want to go through that event again where the co-main is so fire that the main event is kind of lackluster and boring. But yeah, bro, I'm trying to see what Jesse's really about. I hope he's really about that. Because if not, he's in a tough 12-round fight where you might see him touch the canvas, bro, just because this dude is like that. He'll get you to fight his fight, and you end up in wars. But that's it, Ness. That's all I got, bro. I hope Boots comes out and, you know, does what he has to do. Have a good one.
Alright. Yo, you gotta love a good street fight, right? Don't you love street fight videos?
Facts.
Did you watch this 49ers versus the Cowboys video?
49ers versus the Cowboys.
Oh,
what
that's Rams. That's the Rams. My bad. You know, I don't know shit about I'm about to say basketball. Football.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Is
squabble?
This is hilarious, bruh. I want to share this, but I know that the internet be hating. They call everything bullying these days, man. That shit is funny as hell. Bruh obviously got some sort of boxing background. And, man, he's fucking them all up, bro. Like, they tried to jump him, and he's going to be a legend. Like, he's going to be a legend. This video has to be going viral.
Oh, this in the crowd.
What? Man, homie. Yo, he
on the field.
Yo, and respect to him. I know they ain't. Let me shut up. Yo, he even dropped the girl, bro. He dropped everybody.
Oh, he dropped her.
No, he dropped. And the man, look at the dude trying to say the girl. He get dropped next. This shit was like a movie the way he did that. He going down legend style.
Damn.
Now that
damn
shit wild. That's he did good, yo. And he then he boxing, he jabbing and circling.
Yeah.
Yo. Two-tone, what's good?
What's cracking?
Hey yo, I'ma echo the same thing that my man said. Yo, the Bam is in a tough fight, yo. I saw my man fight, he got good body work. He a tough Mexican fighter. He can fight, bro. That's gonna be a tough fight. I mean, Bam is technically sounder, and he's younger. So if he's locked in, he should have him out under 8. But if he like kind of shell up a little bit or like don't, you know, be locked in, it could be a long fight because Buddy can fight. I want to see Boo, you know, be able to cut that ring off. You know what I'm saying? And you know, in like Boo's last fight, it was some criticism. Guys had like a lot of stuff to say about his last fight. They were saying like, bro, got hit too much and all this. So I just want to see him be sharper and then just kind of be a little more settled in with the home crowd. We got my man Ray Ford coming back. I like Ray Ford. He moving up to like 130. So this is gonna be his debut at like a new weight class. I've been following him on YouTube, watching his like training videos and all that. So I'm excited to see what Ray Ford gonna be on. And your man Lester Mercado. That's
Ernesto,
his name, right?
Ernesto.
Ernesto, yeah, Ernesto. We got to see what both talking about, too. So, you know, hopefully Ray Ford and, like, these other guys can help their go from 14 to, like, 16 to 17, maybe 18. You know, hopefully Bam can bring some people in, too. Because I'm excited for Bam for being on the East Coast because he can really be on this Chocolatito, Gallo-type wave, but, like, he can really put on for, like, the smaller weight classes, you know what I'm saying? So they move him right. You know, they got to move them around. They just can't keep them on the West Coast. They got to put them on the East Coast, too. So, yeah, bro, it's going to be a great night. You know what I'm saying? It's probably one of the better cards that we had all year in boxing. So, got to see what Boots going to do. He got to get rid of my mans, cut that ring off. Bam, got to be locked in. Tough fight. And then Ray Ford and everybody else, you know,
We just got to see how they looking. But I'm excited for the card overall, bro. That's my call, bro. Thank you.
My boy Ernesto Mercado leaked some shit. I don't know who he beating on. That's what I'm saying. They better stop playing with Tito. Yeah, I'm screen sharing if y'all want to watch.
Damn.
Combinations, too. Them ones that hurt. We got DC3 says, give Tim his counter from earlier from me. Bruh, how you think he cut the line? How you think he cut the line? I literally said Tim Boski counter. Last call for alcohol, though. Last call for alcohol.
But it's not your time.
And that's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter.
Two-Tone Superstar. See y'all tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Peace.
Peace.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.